ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति शांति शांति। सो इन पंचदशी फर्स्ट चैप्टर द लास्ट क्लास वी सॉ वर्सेस 46 47 and we have touched the 48 and also the 58 and the 59. So from the 54th verse onwards, Vidyaranya Swami started discussing about the contemplation Nididhyasanam as sadhana, a means of the assimilation of the teaching or the means of enjoyment of the benefit of knowledge one attains through Shravanam and Mananam. In fact, Nididhyasanam is a manasam karma, a mental activity purely. Therefore, this Nididhyasanam, otherwise called contemplation, is meditation. Contemplation is a mental activity, therefore it is meditation. And this Nididhyasanam is mainly for being able to enjoy the benefit of the knowledge one attains through Shravanam and Mananam. Therefore, Nididhyasanam is not for the attainment of knowledge. Nididhyasanam is only for the enjoyment of benefit of the knowledge. So enjoyment of the benefit of knowledge is dependent on the refinement, mental refinement of the individual. How refined mentally an individual is. Without adequate mental refinement, even if a person does the Shravanam and Mananam, one can have clear knowledge, one cannot enjoy the benefit of knowledge. In fact, attainment of knowledge, the assimilation of the knowledge, is the absolute mental refinement, which is moksha, which is the enjoyment of benefit of knowledge. This absolute mental refinement in terms of assimilation of the vision, wisdom, is dependent on the adequate mental refinement, for which Nididhyasanam is really recommended. Which means it is the lack of qualifications in terms of vivekaha, vairagyam, shamadhi shatka sampattihi mukshutvam. These qualifications one might have understood before the Shravanam, but still if they are not really in adequate measure, it is not there, the qualifications are not there in adequate measure, then still it becomes a deficiency, a defect on the part of the pramata, the part of the individual. Therefore, Nididhyasanam is for pramatru dosha nivrityartham Nididhyasanam. Pramatru dosha nivrityartham Nididhyasanam. Nididhyasanam contemplation is for removal of deficiency or defects or limitation or problems or the incapacity on the part of the student's antahkaranam. So Nididhyasanam is not for improving, not for changing the efficiency or the effectiveness of the pramanam. It is for removing the defects on the part of the pramatru antahkaranam, pramatru's mind, not for changing or developing or improving the efficiency or the effectiveness of the pramanam. These defects or the incapacity or the deficiency on the part of the individual really becomes an impediment, a hurdle, an obstacle which blocks the efficiency of the functioning of the pramanam. Therefore, what is required is the mental refinement. The absolute mental refinement is called absolute maturity. Purna pakvata. Purna pakvata means absolute maturity. Absolute mental refinement is moksha. And that happens only with the knowledge, assimilated vision. And assimilation of the vision, therefore for the assimilation of the vision, which is the absolute refinement, for wherein there will be all these qualifications, fourfold qualifications. There will be vivekaha, there will be vairagyam, there will be shamadhi shatka sampattihi, there will be mukshutvam. So before the study of the shastram, before shravanam, this karma yogaha and upasanam, the practice of meditation and living a life of karma yogaha, are recommended as means of attaining mental refinement, adequate mental refinement or qualifications required for the assimilation. But if a person does the study Shravanam and Mananam without the adequate qualifications, without adequate mental refinement, then after Shravanam Mananam, Nididhyasanam is recommended for refinement. So for this absolute refinement or the assimilation of the wisdom, wherein all the qualifications will be there, for which before the study karma yoga and upasanam are recommended as the sadhanas. And after the shava study, if still, then nididhyasanam is recommended. Nididhyasanam is also for mental refinement. Karma yoga and upas meditation also is for mental refinement. But when karma yoga and upasanam are to be practiced for mental refinement, adequate mental refinement, emotion, you know, required for jnanam before the study. But you have done the study without the refinement. So you have the jnanam, but you are not able to enjoy the benefit of knowledge due to the lack of adequate mental refinement, for which Nididhyasanam is recommended after the study. So one cannot do Nididhyasanam without the Shravanam and Mananam. So one cannot have the Jnanam without Shravanam and Mananam. So with karma yoga and upasanam also will not give jnanam. That is why we have to understand how important it is karma yoga and upasanam before the study, during the study, and after the study, nididhyasanam is only for mental refinement, which is mental, absolute mental refinement implies being endowed with adequate qualifications, wherein knowledge will become assimilated quickly. Okay, this must be very clear. Then, how to contemplate upon the teaching? What is Nididhyasanam? What is this meditation? Of course, contemplation is nothing but placing the attention of the mind, dwelling upon the teaching constantly, continuously, as much as possible, is contemplation. That is why physical postures, position, etc. are not important. Where your mind is, one must have understood the teaching, and through Shravanam, one must have got his doubts clarified through Mananam, and repeatedly dwelling upon the teaching. Your mind must be dealing with, involved in, placed upon the teaching. Is what is dwelling upon the teaching is Nididhyasanam, is contemplation, it is Vedantic meditation. So for this Nididhyasanam can be done in many ways. The different ways of dwelling upon the teaching. How to dwell upon the teaching? I have done the Shravanam, I have done Mananam also. Even the Mananam is not done adequately also. I have done the Shravanam means how to dwell upon the teaching. Repeated listening is also dwelling upon the teaching, contributes for dwelling upon the teaching. Repeated listening. Paunapunyena Shravanam. Then, again, while walking or sitting also, dwelling upon the teaching. Or rewriting whatever I have understood, right through writing, I can dwell upon the teaching. By discussing the teaching, only the teaching, what has been understood clearly, discussing the teaching is also what? One way of dwelling upon the teaching. There will be different ways of dwelling upon the teaching. So dwelling upon, repeatedly dwelling upon the teaching one has got through Shravanam is Nididhyasanam, contemplation. How much I am able to place my attention in this teaching of the Shastram. How much I take care that how much I am not away from the teaching of the Shastram. It is not easy for one to dwell upon the teaching all the time, because situations will take attention totally away from the teaching, because every situation needs attention totally to complete the things. So that's why whatever you are doing, you have to focus attention on what you are doing in keeping situations. Therefore, one has to take care of this Nididhyasanam, that is, one has to see that one has enough time to dwell upon the teaching exclusively. There is different ways of dwelling upon. Mind has to dwell upon, is it? Mind's dwelling upon the teaching. And one of the methods of dwelling upon the teaching is what? Following Yaugika Paddhatihi. Yogic method of meditation. In Yoga Shastram, there is a method of meditation presented, and that is called a Yaugika Paddhatihi. Yaugika Paddhatihi means what? The method of meditation followed in the yoga system is also can be followed, used. For what? For our dwelling upon the teaching. The meditation method can be followed. Meditation method followed in the yoga philosophy, yoga system is followed here. One of the ways of contemplation, one of the ways of constantly dwelling upon the teaching. It's not the only method. If you don't need to meditate, you can't sit, no? How can you do? You place the attention in the teaching. It is contemplation. That's why I'm saying it's not the only way. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also follows that method. Even though Krishna talks about this posture, etc., Vyasa Bhagavan, through Krishna's words, emphasizes the posture, etc. But actually, Krishna also, Vyasacharya also, uses this yogika paddhati. So what is that? What is the in yoga, in yogika paddhati, or in yoga system? There are four stages. What is that? Dharanam, Dhyanam, Savikalpaka Samadhi, and Nirvikalpaka Samadhi. Nirvikalpaka Samadhi is the culmination of the practicing all the disciplines, especially this mental discipline. What here? Dharanam, Dhyanam, Savikalpaka Samadhi and Nirvikalpaka Samadhi. So what is Dharanam? The Dharanam is fixing the mind, placing the attention of the mind on the object of meditation is Dharanam. So here, what is the object of meditation for a Vedanti? Object of meditation is not anything at all other than the Vedantic teaching. Vedanta Shastra Vishayaha. Vedantic teaching is the object of meditation, and which is Parabrahma Swarupam or Atma Swarupam, which is recognized, understood as one's own Swarupam, is the. And how there are words Aham Shuddha, Aham Nityaha, Aham Amritaha, Aham Shivaha. Let it, the meanings we understand, Aham Sarvagataha, etc. As the object of meditation is one's own Swarupam. So fixing the mind on the object of meditation is Dharanam. Once you fix the mind in the object of meditation, you place the attention of the mind on the object of meditation, then whenever attention goes away and bringing the attention again and again back to the object of meditation, holding the attention upon the object of meditation is Dhyanam. Make with efforts, retaining the attention from going away is what Dhyanam. So in Dharanam, will is involved, effort is involved. In Dhyanam, there is effort is involved. Then once the attention is held, then slowly absorption in the object. So fixing the attention of the mind in the object is Dharanam. Retaining, holding the attention in the object is called Dhyanam. Then as a result of which repeated effort, when the absorption happens, takes place, absorption in the object is called Savikalpaka Samadhi. Even after the absorption, means without the efforts, the attention of the mind is placed, remains held in the object of meditation, but still there is I am the meditator, I'm meditating upon my own Swarupam. The division is there, where it is Savikalpaka Samadhi. And this Savikalpaka Samadhi in due course of time will result in Nirvikalpaka Samadhi, wherein effort is not involved. Effortlessly, when my attention remains absorbed in the object, to the extent of forgetting even the very oneself being the meditator, and the process of meditation is called what? Nirvikalpaka Samadhi. So the absorption happens without any effort. That is Nirvikalpaka Samadhi. Therefore, there is Dhyanam is a will-involved process. Savikalpaka Samadhi also involves will. Whereas, can you hear me? Okay. In Nirvikalpaka Samadhi, there is no effort involved. Okay. Therefore, Yoga Shastram specifically, specially discusses this Nirvikalpaka Samadhi. And Lord Krishna also showed this to Arjuna and used that word. This in the 58th verse, let us read that verse now. 58th verse. I want to make a few things clear here. Yatha deepo nivatastha. Yatha deepo nivatastha. Ityadi bhiranekadha. Ityadi bhiranekadha. Bhagavani mame vartham arjunayanyaropayat. Bhagavani mame vartham arjunayanyaropayat. Therefore, yatha nivatastaha deepaha. Yatha nivatastaha deepaha is an expression implying the nirvikalpaka samadhi. In nirvikalpaka samadhi, how does the attention of the mind remain absorbed in the object of meditation? Your attention of the mind remains absorbed in the object of meditation to the extent of forgetting oneself being the meditator. One's own, the meditator is not there. Even the process of meditation is not there, is not remembered. Object alone obtains. The attention is so absorbed in that object without any effort, without any will. Then the attention remains like the well-protected flame, or the flame of the lamp placed in a well-protected enclosure without any flickering, just as the flame of the lamp kept in the protected enclosure remains without flickering. So also attention of the mind remains undisturbed, absorbed in the object of meditation, like the flame kept in an enclosed protected area or protected enclosure. Yat deepaha nivatastaha. Nivatastaha deepaha eva or yatha. This is the statement implying the nirvikalpaka samadhi. What is there now? Nirvikalpaka samadhi? Object of meditation alone is there. The meditator is forgotten. The pause of meditation also is not remembered. And what is object of meditation for the one, for a Vedanti? Atma Swarupam Brahma Swarupam. Aham Brahma Asmi. The truth of I is nothing but consciousness. That fact that repeatedly is there. And you know, last class I told you very clearly, repeatedly, in that samadhi, what happens? There is a constant, continuous flow of sukshma anuvrittihi. Sukshma vrittayaha. What is sukshma vrittihi? I told you, entertainment of thoughts without one's will is called sukshma vritti. If the will is involved, is sthula vritti. So there is continuous flow of those vrittis. And those vrittis are there in samadhi. Only thing is, you do not know those vrittis are there. Like how in, when you are in dream, the dreamer is not the dreamer. One who projects the dream and the projection of the dream, projector of the dream, both are not there, remembered. The dream alone is there. Dream world is there. In sleep also, you forget yourself, there are thoughts. In the same way, in samadhihi also, there are thoughts. Yeah, remember. But for Vedanti, who is in samadhi, nivikalpaka samadhi, the only thing is, for a yogi, object of meditation happens to be not the swarupam or something else, there will be a different object. But here for the Vedanti, who object of meditation is one's own swarupam, aham brahma asmi, and there repeatedly there is a constant flow of sukshma vrittis of the same aham brahma asmi, aham brahma asmi, aham brahma asmi. It is not mechanically dwelling. Already thoughtfully you are dwelling upon, and that must be going on. When a person comes out of samadhi, one can recollect that one had, just as when a person wakes up from dream, can recollect his memory of the experience he had. And here it is not experience. One can recollect the thoughts he entertained in samadhi. That it was the thoughts dealing with Vedantic teaching. Whenever a Vedantic person, the Vedantic student, who is in Nirvikalpaka Samadhi, when he comes out of the Samadhi, he can recollect his memory. Memory, what is his memory now? What is that he had in his Samadhi? His recollection of the memory of entertaining only the thoughts dealing with Vedantic teaching. When he is in samadhi, he does not know. When he comes out of samadhi, he knows what he was entertaining in his mind. So how, just as a person who comes out of the dream can recollect what was the thoughts he was entertaining when he was in dream. The same way, the person who comes out of samadhi also can recollect his thoughts dealing with Vedantic teaching. Is it clear? Therefore, this is possible. And this, what he wants to say, even though there are many ways of dwelling upon the Vedantic Shastra teaching, Vedanta Shastra teaching, subject matter of the Vedanta, yogika paddhati, following the yogic method, is one of the ways and which is recommended by Vyasacharya himself in the Bhagavad Gita And what is the proof? There are many statements, but one particular statement revealing that Nirvikalpaka Samadhi, that Vyahacharya himself adopting the yogic method, is proven by this one statement. Yatha Deepo Nivatastaha Ityadibihi means what now? Not only one statement, there are many statements, anekadha, many statements such as, one such statement is what? Deepaha Nivatastaha Yatha. So Bhagavan Imameva Artham Arjunaya Nyarupayatu. So Bhagavan Krishna also proved, established or showed this Nirvikalpaka Samadhi, how the yogic method can be used for assimilating the Vedantic wisdom or Vedantic vision. Okay. Now let's go to the next one now. This also we saw, the 59. Okay. The 59, even though last class I talked to you in general about the benefit of knowledge, I talked to you. Nididhyasanam results in, Nididhyasanam, I'm repeating again, Nididhyasanam, the constantly dwelling upon the teaching does not give the knowledge, produce the knowledge. It only contributes for the mental refinement required for enjoying the benefit of knowledge, which is nothing but assimilation of the teaching. Therefore, what is the benefit of Nididhyasanam? Or what is the benefit of how Nididhyasanam finally results in the Nirvikalpaka Samadhi? And what is the benefit of Nirvikalpaka Samadhi? So, yogic benefits of Nirvikalpaka Samadhi. I can tell you again, the practice of Nirvikalpaka Samadhi is the culmination of meditation. Results in what? What are the benefits of practicing Nirvikalpaka Samadhi? Enjoy. That is given in these three verses, 59, 60, 61. Three verses discuss the benefits of attainment of Nirvikalpaka Samadhi, culmination of the Nididhyasanam or meditation. Okay. But in these verses, Vidyaranya Swami discusses the benefits of meditation, benefits of Nirvikalpaka Samadhi, culmination of meditation, discussed in Yoga Shastram. And we have to remember here, before going here, the difference between Yoga Shastram and Vedanta Shastram. Before we do these three verses, we have to remember these few simple facts, not very big differences, I tell you. The content of the Vedantic teaching is different from the content of the Yoga Shastram. So here, Atma Ekaha is the Vedantic teaching. Atmas are many according to Yoga Shastram. In yoga philosophy, atmas are many. In Vedanta Shastram, atma is one. Then Jiva and Ishvara, Jivatma Paramatma. Jiva Ishvara Bhedaha is there in Yoga Shastram. Whereas in Vedanta, Jiva Swarupam is identical with the Paramatma Swarupam. Jiva and Ishvara are one and the same with the two different qualifications as attributed to one and the same reality. There's a Bheda. Jiva Ishvara Bheda difference is there in yoga philosophy, yoga system. Whereas in Vedantic teaching, Abheda, non-difference. The third point, important point is, Jagat universe is Satyam, real in yoga philosophy. Whereas in Vedantic teaching, Jagat is Mithya. Why universe is real for them? Because the very mind is real in yoga philosophy. There's one more Punyatma in Anne's house who lives, which listens to Vedanta. Her dog. Okay. So here, mind is Satyam, real in yoga philosophy. Whereas in Vedanta, mind is Mithya. Therefore, the fourth thing is what? Because mind is real, universe is real, mind has to be slowly dissolved. According to in yoga philosophy, mind needs to be dissolved slowly. So dissolution of the mind is emphasized. Whereas in Vedanta, mind cannot be, need not be dissolved. Mind has to be negated as Mithya. So negation of mind as Mithya through the vision of the Atma Chaitanyam being Satyam is Mano Nasha in Vedanta. Negation of mind as Mithya through the vision of the Atma Chaitanyam being Satyam is the resolution of the mind, resolving the mind. Whereas there, mind has to be dissolved slowly. So they have, all the thoughts have to be now dropped. That's their aim. There, the thoughts have to be dropped. Here we say we need not, cannot drop the thoughts. In fact, we entertain thoughts for the vision. Thoughts are entertained. Okay, these are the basic. Now, I think I told you about four or five differences, mainly four differences between the content of the Vedantic teaching and the content of the Yoga Shastram, Vedanta Shastram and Yoga Shastram. Okay. With this understanding, we have to enter into this benefits of prayojanam of practicing Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Nirvikalpaka or Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Then, not only there is a difference in the content of the Shastram, Yoga Shastram and the Vedantic Shastram, content, there is also difference in the result of the meditation also. There is a difference in the result of the meditation. Of course, the object of meditation also is difference in object of meditation also. And here, therefore, result of meditation also definitely will be different. So this Vedantic meditation, which is otherwise called Nidhyasanam, otherwise called contemplation, is purely for attaining mental refinement in terms of sadhana chatushtaya sampattihi, which one could have earned through karma yoga and upasanam before shravanam. If one has not earned that qualification, one can earn that qualification after the shravanam through contemplation, nidhyasana. See, adhikaritvam, being endowed with the qualifications, what does it do? What does the endowment of qualifications do? We ask, it may helps the pramanam function effectively. The qualifications are there, the pramanam can function effectively. The qualifications are not there, pramanam works, the effectiveness of the pramanam will not be there. That's what we do. That's why the pramanam's efficiency can never be improved at all, need not be improved. The improvement must be on the part of the listener in terms of antakaranam only. So according to Yoga Shastram, Nididhyasanam, which culminates in samadhi, meditation which culminates in samadhi, produces special punyam. I told you, according to Yoga Shastram, there are two types of punyams. Shukla punyam, ashuklam punyam. Punya phalam. Shukla punya phalam, ashukla punya phalam. So spiritual benefit and material benefit. The twofold punyams are discussed in the Yoga Shastram. So this result of the practice of meditation, which culminates in nirvikalpaka samadhi, produces what? A special punyam, a spiritual benefit. Special punyam is produced. This is their benefit of nididhyasanam, okay? Benefit of nirvikalpaka samadhi. Whereas we say what? We know punyam. Isn't it? It's only for resolving the, only for removing the lack of qualification, the problem of the problem on the part of the antakarna. Anyway, let us read here now. The 59th verse, let us read here. These three verses only discuss the benefits of having nirvikalpaka samadhi as a result of meditation. But we have to change the benefits. We understand yoga benefits presented by benefits of meditation, benefits of nirvikalpaka samadhi, discussed in the Yoga Shastram as presented by Vidyaranya Swami here. But we have to change it here for suitable for the Vedanta. अनादाविह संसारे अनादाविह संसारे संचिताः कर्मकोटयः अनेन विलयं यान्ति शुद्धो धर्मो विवर्धते शुद्धो धर्मो विवर्धते. So, anadau samsare, Anadau samsare means what? In this samsara, which is a beginningless. That at least they also accept. The samsara is beginningless. Okay? Samsara is beginningless. Therefore, anadau samsare. Anadi samsare. Anadau samsare. In this samsara, which is beginningless. Karma kotayaha sanchitaha. Every jiva would have accumulated crores and crores and crores of sanchita karma phalani. On accumulated countless, okay, results of the accumulated results of the actions one would have performed in many lives which have gone before in this beginningless life of transmigration. What happens to all of them? He says, Vilayam Yanti, they all become destroyed. So Sanchita Karma is destroyed. We say what? They all become resolved. Resolved means what? Resolved means, in fact, you do not undo Punya Papa. The Punya Papam is resolved when you become free from the notion that I am the doer. Resolving the doership centered on I, resolving the enjoyership centered on I, is in fact freeing oneself from the hold of Sanchita Karma. Becoming free from Sanchita Karma is what? Having all the Sanchita Karmas resolved. You really do not destroy the Punya Papam. They're as good as destroyed when you free yourself from Punya Papa. Just by seeing the fact of yourself being the non-doer. Is it this year? Okay. Then they say, Shuddha Dharmaha Vivardhate. Shuddha Dharmaha Vivardhate. Shuddha Dharmaha means some special punyam one attains. This is the Shuddha Dharma Vivardhate is the result of practicing meditation culminating in the Nirvikalpaka Samadhi. By remaining in Nirvikalpaka Samadhi, one attains some special punyam. So according to yoga philosophy, Nirvikalpaka Samadhi is for attainment of some punyam, which means it produces punyam. But complete different, is it clear now? We do not say Nirvikalpaka Samadhi is practiced not for the production of punyam, only for mental refinement. For a Vedanti, Nirvikalpaka Samadhi is for the attainment of mental refinement in terms of Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampattihi, attainment of qualifications, thereby resolution of the habitual errors. Whereas, according to yoga philosopher, Nirvikalpaka Samadhi is for attainment of some punyam. What does that punyam do? That we'll see in the next verse. Okay. So in this beginningless samsara, every individual would have earned abundance of punya papas entitled as Sanchita Karma Phalani, Sanchita accumulated Punya Papams, and all the Sanchita Karmas, will be resolved for good as a result of the vision or assumed vision of Aham Brahma Asmi for a Vedanti. Whereas for him, a special punyam is produced by remaining in, because of continuously remaining in samadhi, nirvikalpaka samadhi, going through the samadhi, one has what? Punyam. Occurs a new punyam. So he also, according to him, all Hanchita karmas will be destroyed, and we say karmas will be resolved. Okay. Next. Dharma me ghamimam prahuhu. Samadhim yoga vittamaha. Dharma me ghamimam prahuhu. Samadhim yoga vittamaha. Varshat yeshayato dharma amrita dharmamrita dhara sahasrashah. Varshat yeshayato dharmamrita dhara sahasrashah. So remember, in these three verses, Vidyaranya Swami presents, discusses the benefits of practicing meditation culminating in the attainment of Nirvikalpaka Samadhi. And here we saw, so Nirvikalpaka Samadhi produces special punyam. Okay, Shuklam Punyam, Ashukla Punyam, and Ashukla Punyam, and then Shukla Punyam. And what is called Shukla Punyam now? It is not the material benefit. The spiritual benefit is called, this Punyam which is produced is what now? Spiritual benefit. As a result of which, all the Sanchita Karmas will be destroyed. For we don't say they're destroyed. Okay, they'll be resolved. You do not do anything. There's no panchitam karma for you to be destroyed. You don't have any panchita karma. You have panchita karma. You have punyam and papam only if you have the notion that I am the enjoyer, I am the doer. The very notion is resolved. Where is the punya papam? You don't have punya papam for you to destroy it. Isn't it? That's called resolution. Okay. Now he says, Dharma me ghamimam prahuhu samadhim yoga vittamaha. Okay. Yoga vittamaha. Yoga vitt means the knower of the content of the yoga philosophy. Is called yoga with the people like Veda with Brahma with yoga with. Yoga with means those who have the knowledge of the yoga shastram. And yoga with tamaha means the people of expertise in yoga shastram. The experts in the yoga shastram are called yoga with tamaha. Yoga with tamaha, the most expert yoga philosophers are called yoga with tamaha. And those people, prahuhu, they say about what? Samadhi. They say Samadhi is Dharma Megaha. According to them, Samadhi is what? Samadhi is called Dharma Megaha. Dharma Megaha. Samadhi, Samadhim, Dharma Megham Prahuhu. Dharma Megham, sorry. Dharma Megham Prahuhu. Who? Yoga Vittamaha Samadhim Dharma Megham Prahuhu. The most expert yoga philosophers call Samadhi, consider Samadhi as Dharma Megaha. Okay, Dharma Megaha. Dharma Megaha, Megaha means cloud. What do the clouds do? The clouds shower the rains. The clouds are pregnant with water. Therefore, they can shower water. So here, Samadhi is Dharma Megaha. Clouds pregnant with the punyams. The clouds of punyam will not shower water, will shower punyam. Clouds of dharma, dharma megaha means dharmaha eva megaha. The clouds of water will rain the water, shower the water. The clouds of dharma will shower punyam. Punya megaha. So samadhi is punya megaha. Dharma means punyam here. The word dharmaha means punyam. So dharma megaha means punya megaha. Samadhi, nirvikalpaka samadhi is a dharma megaha, punya megaha, the cloud of punyams. Therefore, what do they do? Varshati, eshaha. Yeshaha dharma megaha samadhi. This samadhi, which a cloud of punyams, showers punyam. Showers punyam upon the one who is in samadhi. The one who had samadhi experience. Showers, what now? Streams of punyam, which are like the nectar. Dharma amrita dharaha. Dharma amrita dharaha varshati. Sahasrashaha in thousands. So, in thousands, this samadhi, this nirvikalpaka samadhi, which one experiences as a result of practicing meditation, finally showers upon the meditator in thousands the punyams, because it is like the clouds of punyam. It is the cloud of punyam which showers the streams of punyams, which are like the nectar. Streams of punyams are nectar of streams of punyams. I can say which are like the nectar. Dharma amrita dharaha sahasrashaha varshati. This showers. What showers? Samadhi showers. Samadhi. Yeshaha means Yeshaha Samadhi Dharma Amrita Dharaha Sahasrashaha Varshati. Samadhi showers upon the meditator the streams of punyams, which are like the nectar. Therefore, Samadhi is called what? Dharma Megaha. Instead of ataha, use word yataha. Why samadhi is yataha means because. Varshati Yeshaha Yataha. Yataha means because. Why Samadhi is called Dharma Megaha? Samadhi Dharma Megam Ahuhu. Because it showers the streams of Punyams, which are like the nectar, in thousands upon the meditator, one who has the Samadhi experience. When what happens that the Punyam one has? What happens here the Punyam one has? Amuna. Again, Amuna. By this, Amuna means Anena. Anena Yetena. Anena Samadhi Abhyasena. By this practice of Nirvikalpaka Samadhi. Not practicing, by the practice of meditation, culminating in the samadhi, by going through this samadhi experience, what happens? Nissesham entirely pravilapitaha bhavati. Pravilapite means sati saptami here. Let us take it as pravilapitaha bhavati. Let us see the verse first. Amuna vasana jale. See, we have to understand this meaning differently. Okay? Both together, I tell you. Amuna vasana jale. Amuna vasana jale. Nissesham pravilapite. Nissesham pravilapite. Samulon mulite punya papa khe karma sanchaye amuna vasana jale nissesham pravilapite Samulon mulite punya papa khe karma sanchaye. Samulon mulite punya papa khe karma sanchaye. Samulon mulite punya papa khe karma sanchaye. So here, Amuna was Amuna means by this, Anena, Etena. Anena, Samadhi, Abhyasena. Anena, Dhyanena, Samadhi, Anubhavena. That's the meaning. By practicing meditation, culminating in the samadhi anubhava experience, what happens? Pravilapite is a sati saptami is used, but let us take it as a separate sentence. Pravilapitaha bhavati. Pravilapitaha means is dissolved. Vilapitaha means. See, vilayaha bhavati means it resolves by itself. But vilapitaha bhavati means it is destroyed. It is made resolved, dissolved. Vilapitaha, pravilapitaha means destroyed for good. Pravilapitaha bhavati, it is destroyed for good, dissolved for good. What is dissolved for good? How? Nissesham entirely. What is dissolved for good entirely? Vasana jalaha. Vasana jalaha. Jalaha means net. Matsya jalaha. The fisherman uses a net, isn't it? It's called vasana. That's a jala, different jala. This is Vasana Jalaha. The net rid of vasanas. Vasana here means what? Vasanaha means the samskaraha. Vasanaha means samskaraha. What are the samskaraha we have? I tell you, vasanaha means the subtle mental impressions. Vasanaha. Obtaining dormant, latent in subconscious mind. Called vasana jala, which has been developed through, you know, many janmas. So the net of samskaraha, vasanaha. This vasana jalaha is pravilapitaha bhavati. It is dissolved for good entirely. What are they? You can say raga samskaraha, raga vasana, attachment. Dvesha, hatred. It's not suddenly you have developed hatred towards something. There's a hatred, the samskara of hatred. You know, that's why when before dying, better we don't entertain those things. It's better whenever this hatred comes in the mind, immediately you have to do, that's why you do something to take care of it. The vasana becomes any hatred developed towards anybody or anything, that becomes a samskara. There is a samskara of, there's a samskara of the hatred, samskara of anger. That is why I always tell when the children they have problems also, they not the problem with the child. Child has come back with the past. Not the children, I'm just mentioning. Not a child, I mean anybody I'm saying. There's samskara. Well, some people get so angry. A simple reason they get so angry. It is not the present situation which causes the anger. It is the unresolved, unsettled issues. The previous anger. Kopa samskaraha. Krodha samskaraha, raga samskaraha, dvesha samskaraha, pain, dukkha samskaraha, asuya samskaraha, jealousy, hatred, anger, no, desire samskaraha. Desire in terms of raga or dvesha samskara. No, all the time I desire things, certain things I desire. I have desire for certain things. Seeing all the time, seeing all the time, having a desire. See, I have a desire for certain things. I'm not able to fulfill the desire. I keep on having the desire all the time. It becomes a samskara. Mental impression. So samskara are the subtle mental impressions. We are really inexplicably subtle impressions obtaining in the mind as a result of entertaining those thoughts. You know, that's why those thoughts occur, we cannot undo them. We have to manage them. That's why we need prayer, worship, japa, and also you kadharma, knowledge of dharma helps you manage. So those samskaras, it is not that you want to earn those samskaras. Naturally, everyone develops those samskaras, vasanas. So, vasanaha here means samskaraha. So, there are so many. Okay, raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, dukkha, bhaya samskaraha. When you get frightened of things, all the time you're afraid of certain things, that fear, this is samskara of fear. Panic attacks people get, you know, because they develop it in due course of time. Psychology, I tell you, beautiful, you can understand very beautifully here. You know, bhaya samskara. No, you, really speaking, nothing can frighten you. But small things, people get so frightened, you know, bhaya samskara. So, bhaya samskara, dukkha samskara, often the pain surfaces. Given situation comes, triggers the pain some surfaces. The situation is not at all responsible. It only triggers what is in subconscious. Every mind, that's why nobody can really measure the depth of one's mind. Underneath, all well stuck. You have to go and stir the surface. Kutti edukkanum mela. Isn't it? It's all remain stuck. Now, how? Janma, janmantara, many janmas. Because result of punya papam, as a result of one living, Swami used to call it a nonsense parampara. Because of agyanam, not knowing the problems, not knowing the world, because perceiving the world wrongly, perceiving one's own self wrongly, helplessly, not because of choice, choicelessly. We develop what now? The samskaras we have been having. Therefore, this called what now? Vasana jalaha. Vasana jalaha, the net of samskaraha, net of vasanas, the subtle mental impressions in terms of anger, desire, hatred, jealousy, etc., etc. All of them, that which is there and underneath. Okay. And this, which means what we are, why it is called a net, why these samskaras together are implemented by the word net, because all of us are trapped. Now we remain caught up, we helplessly, we are not able to free ourselves from these vasanas. That's why Puri Swami always says, hey, anger, you are not holding on to anger, desire, hatred, raga, dvesha, fear, etc. They are all holding on to you. So you can never give them up. You have to free yourself from their hold. That being held, being caught up, being trapped by those samskaras, now is called what now? Therefore, they are called what now? They are like the net. And we have to break open this net and come out of it. He says, these vasanas are there. We are caught, trapped in this net of samskaras, of emotions. Because we are caught in this net of samskaras, of emotions, what happens sometimes, even though we know what is right and what is wrong, sometimes, in spite of knowing what is appropriate behavior, we are helplessly behave differently. So, I'm very clear, it is not appropriate on my part to behave like this. But I feel helpless. I behave very mechanically, uncontrollably. Therefore, these mechanical actions, mechanical behaviors, is also there. So, when we are caught in this net of samskaras, vasanas of emotions, our behavior is very mechanical. Our actions are mechanical. Our speech is mechanical. Which means, not always, we're more mechanical and we're very, very least deliberate. Our deliberate actions are comparatively less than mechanical actions. Our mechanical speech is much more than deliberate, thoughtful speech. Thoughtless, mechanical reactions are more than thoughtful, deliberate actions and speech and behavior. Why? We are help in spite of knowing what is appropriate, what is inappropriate. We feel helpless. Why? Because we are trapped, we are caught, held in this net of emotions of the net of vasanas, samskaras of emotions. That's why yogaha karmasu kaushalam, it is said. We do not think before acting. We always think after, we think, regret after our actions. Why? Because the mind is not free. The mind is not free from the hold of emotions. You are free from the grip of emotions. Therefore, the vasanas, the samskaras dominate our lives. So, thoughtful, conscious, appropriate actions. Thoughtful, conscious, appropriate actions will be there if we have this, if we can manage the samskaras, we resolve them for good. So in fact, Vidyaranya Swami's another text is there. It's called Jivan Mukti Viveka. In Jivan Mukti Viveka, actually, he mentions this, how we are held tightly by these emotions, the samskaras caused by these emotions. So, amuna vasana jale nissesham pravilapit vasana jalaha nissesham pravilapitaha bhavati. What happens? By this practice of contemplation resulting in the nirvikalpaka samadhi, causes what? The net of samskaras will be resolved for good entirely. How? Samula unmulitaha bhavati. Unmulitaha means what? Pravila, destroyed. How? Unmulita. It becomes rooted out in samadhi, because of this samadhi. How? Samulam. Samulam, along with its cause, along with ignorance. Along with the ignorance caused emotions, samskaras of the emotions, they all will be resolved for good. Not only that, punya papa ke karma sanchayaha. Punya papa akya karma sanchayaha. Also, accumulation of results of actions in terms of punya papam, kanchitam karma, all of them will be resolved for good along with ignorance and ignorance caused problems. Okay. So what he says, what difference between saying vasana kshayaha? He calls it vasana kshayaha means they will be destroyed for good. Samadhi results in destruction of the samadhi, produces punyam. As a result of that punyam, one can have all these vasanas destroyed for good. In fact, we do not believe in the destruction of the vasanas. You free yourself from the hold of vasanas. The difference. You understand the difference literally. Freeing oneself from the hold of vasanas, emotions, is freedom, jivan muktihi. Whereas according to him, the vasanas will be destroyed. We don't destroy them. We don't resolve kopam, anger. It will be resolved for good. Resolving means you free yourself just by shifting your eye sense from the mind, shifting your eye sense from the emotions. See, when you understand wave is water, there you are not destroying the wave. You are resolving the wave in the water. Do you destroy them? There's no destruction of the wave, isn't it? Wave is water means you're destroying, not destroying the wave. You're resolving the wave in the water. In the same way, I am Brahmasmi, in that not only you resolve yourself in the reality, you resolve everything in reality, you resolve everything in yourself, you're free. It's called Jivan Muktihi. There's no destruction. Whereas there, that where clarity is not very, very clarity not very clear there. They say, as a result of samadhi, one earns punyam, and that punyam what now showers upon one, the nectar of streams of punyams shower. Samadhi showers the streams of punyams, which are like the nectar, as a result of which one's all these samskaras, vasanas, one has accumulated through many janmas, you know, they'll all be entirely destroyed for good. Which means you destruction, we don't talk about it as destruction. Nothing can be destroyed. Nothing is destroyed. Only resolve them. Aham Brahma Asmi, that jnanam, the clear assimilated vision is there. There you don't destroy anything. Everything will be resolved in the very truth. And you take the truth as your swarupam. Everything is resolved in you. That's called Jivan Muktihi. So, okay, this is the difference between, see, while understanding the benefits of the going through the experience of Nirvikalpaka Samadhi as presented by the yoga philosopher, we also understand how we should take that result differently as a Vedanta, in keeping with the Vedantic teaching. So when we say Samadhi is the Punya Dharma Megaha, Punya Megaha, which showers the streams of punyams, which are like the nectar, and you say, we also have what it showers upon us. All the Amanitvam, Adambitvam, Ahimsa, Shantihi, all these are the Dhara. We have the shower of all these virtues. Everything comes. So, what is destruction for a yoga philosopher is actually not a destruction according to Vedanti. It's only just the resolution. It's typically like snake is not destroyed. When the rope is discovered, in the wake of the edge of the rope, you do not destroy the snake. There's no need for you to destroy the snake. The snake doesn't even exist. There's only rope. In the same way, the wake of the knowledge of one's own swarupam, repeatedly dwelling upon its swarupam, in assimilating, naturally what happens, you don't need to destroy anything because there's no second thing other than yourself. There's no second reality other than yourself. And you say everything is mithya. Where is the mithya? What is this mithya going to do to you, the satyam? Mithya, which has dependent existence, how can it harm the satyam? You understand all the emotions as mithya. And you discover yourself being satyam. And there's no mithya outside of satyam. So you resolve the mithya is satyam. Aham idam sarvam. Aham Brahma Asmi means Arvam Brahma Asti, Aham Brahma Asmi. Therefore, everything is Brahma and Aham Brahma. Everything, I am the whole. Everything is myself. There you do not destroy anything. You resolve everything in you. It's called resolution. You are free. This is made very clear in Vidyayana Swami's another text called Jivan Mukti Viveka. So what I want to say here, the 59, 60 and 61 discuss the benefits of practice of meditation culminating in the Nirvikalpaka Samadhi. And those benefits we understand, but we take them slightly differently in keeping with the Vedantic teaching. I'm not doing it. Vidyayana Swami himself expects us to do that. Now, what is made clear? Shravanam is compulsory. Before Jnanam, Shravanam is compulsory. For Jnanam, Shravanam is important. After Shravanam, after Jnanam also Shravanam is important. Before Jnanam, first Shravanam. After Jnanam, second Shravanam, third Shravanam, fourth Shravanam, fifth Shravanam. How long? Until it becomes assimilated. Repeated Shravanam will become Nididhyasanam. One of the ways of contemplating is what? Repeated Shravanam. After Nididhyasanam, if you redo Shravanam, finished. Shravanam itself will give you the vision. In fact, if the qualifications are there, one doesn't need mananam, one does not need nididhyasanam also. Shravanam itself will give you will help you enjoy the benefit of knowledge. Because Shravanam means having vision. Listening means having vision simultaneously. As the teacher is unfolding, immediately one should see this fact of oneself being free. Oh my God, I understand everything very clearly, but I don't enjoy the benefit of this vision. Means the problem is not with the pramanam. The problem is with the pramatru antakarana dosha. Therefore, nididhyasanam is not for jnanam. Nididhyasanam is for sadhana chatushtaya sampatti prapti. Isn't for the absolute mental refinement, which is moksha. Refined mind means all the samskaras are resolved as mithya. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.